AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Trump is on his way to the NATO summit in the Netherlands. Before he left, he announced a ceasefire deal between Iran and Israel is in place. But there was some activity today.
I didn't like the fact that Israel unloaded right after we made the deal. They didn't have to unload. And I didn't like the fact that the retaliation was very strong. But in all fairness, Israel unloaded a lot. And now I hear Israel just went out because they felt it was violated by one rocket that didn't land anywhere.
The fragile ceasefire appears to be holding. Israel earlier accused Iran of launching missiles into its airspace after the truce was supposed to take effect. The Iranian military denied firing on Israel. The Trump administration postponed classified briefings for Senate and House members as lawmakers are looking for more answers about President Trump's directed strikes on Iranian nuclear facilities over the weekend. The conference board says its consumer confidence index slid this month. It's a measure of American short-term expectations for their income, business conditions, and the job market. National Transportation Safety Board Chair Jennifer Homaday says systemic failures led to a door plug flying off a Boeing 737 MAX plane mid-flight. She says the heroic actions of the crew aboard Alaska Airlines Flight 1282 ensured everyone survived.
The crew shouldn't have had to be heroes, because this accident never should have happened.
The NTSB investigation over the past 17 months found bolts securing what is known as the door plug panel were removed and never replaced during a repair. A fired Justice Department lawyer alleged in a whistleblower complaint, a top department official suggested the Trump administration might have to ignore court orders as it prepared to deport Venezuelan migrants it accused of being gang members. This is AP News. New York Democrats are picking who they want to be mayor. Here's the AP's Julie Walker.
Will they reboot former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo's political career?
This election is about saving our city by restoring a government that works.
Or will voters elevate his closest rival, Assemblymember Zoran Mamdani, a progressive from Queens?
This is a movement for each and every New Yorker. It's a movement that speaks to the facts.
Or will voters turn to a crowded field of lesser-known candidates in the Democratic mayoral primary? The final day of voting, one of the hottest days with temperatures expected to hit 100, but people have been getting on those lines while preliminary returns come after the polls close Tuesday night at 9. We may not get a winner until July because of the city's ranked choice voting system where you number your top five candidates. Julie Walker, New York.
And I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.